This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Would you consider yourself a mentor?
No, absolutely not.
Now, why is that?
Because I don't care enough about anybody else but me.
And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Those are just words. That's not really who I am.
You're different off the air. We all know it.
Just show stuff. Hey, how you feeling today?
Awesome. I feel really good.
Now, I'm Batman.
You were at Outside Lands for three consecutive days. Is that correct?
I was. So are other people who work in this office as well. I was not the only one.
I guess my question is...
Still riding in, and I want to emphasize this word, emotional high. I'm riding an emotional high right now.
So you went Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I did.
Aren't you a little old for that?
Actually, no. There was a lot of people that were much older than me that were there all 3 days.
All 3 days.
It was kind of cool. Or people that just, well, kind of got after it one of the days and then decided that they weren't going to come back for the rest.
How much exercise did you get this weekend?
Oh, 70,000 steps in 3 days. These puppies are barking.
Those don't count.
What are you talking about?
Concert steps don't count.
Dude, I walked like miles.
Right.
Plus you're jumping, you're dancing, you're sweating, you know.
That sounds fun.
I mean... And I honestly didn't.
How is my guy? Just answer, how is my guy?
Who's your guy?
Beck? I'm a loser, baby.
Oh, I thought you were talking about John Beck. It's like that guy's dead, I think.
Yeah. Who's John Beck?
The guitarist?
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
Beck. Of course, Tristan Beck is hanging on by a thread, too.
I didn't see Beck. I didn't get a chance to see Beck.
Why not?
Because I went to go see John Summit.
Because he was dead.
No, that's...
So,
that's
Beck
the
was
other
the headliner.
One. He was one of the headliners.
Evan, on Friday, I think we were talking about Beck, and I said, you know what? That's the guy I would see. I would make time to see Beck. And I thought you acknowledged you were going to do that.
Well, not for you. I don't do things for you. I do things for me.
So
that's Beck, something I have learned from
Beck's
you.
Beck's the biggest name there.
Not
and
at
then
all.
The other guy, who? Rodney Summit? Who?
John Summit.
Johnny Summit.
So he's a DJ.
So he didn't
and then,
even...
Well, the main headliner that night was, I think, Doja Cat. And I also didn't get to see Doja Cat. I heard she was great, though. Thank you, 415. It is nice to be young. Saw Tyler on Saturday.
Tyler who?
The creator.
What's he creating?
Music.
All right, so he actually writes a lyric. He's not a DJ.
Yes.
Because if you think...
I saw a wide variety of acts this weekend, but DJs... It was very kind of EDM-centric, which has not been the case the last few years. I mean, a couple of years ago, was it the Foo Fighters?
Oh, David Grohl.
Yeah. Green Day was awesome a few years back.
Not to be confused with The Offspring.
Nope. Why would anybody confuse Green Day with The Offspring?
Same genre.
Rock?
Like... Alt rock.
Mm-hmm. Punk rock? Well, Green Day started off punk and then they kind of became a little more mainstream.
They started out, I'm very aware, Green Day.
You got holes, brother.
Well, let me ask you a serious question.
Okay.
If you're a DJ, listen, don't judge me. I'm not being mean.
There was a lot of talented disco jockeys at this event this weekend, Stein. Right. You better be careful.
Are DJs musicians?
You better be careful.
Of sorts, yeah.
Oh, there it is. I thought I would get an unequivocal yes, but I didn't.
Well, they are musicians. They produce music, just electronically.
But...
you know, you're allowed to make a song without a guitar.
Have they ever written a lyric?
Some of them. It's usually hooks and just kind of catchy things.
Right.
So or they'll take samples from other songs and weave them into their ballads. It takes a unique touch. No, it actually only takes one person if you're good.
I gotta believe
thanks, Boston.
That in order to call yourself a musician, you ideally could play an instrument. Are there DJs that play no instruments? If you put two fingers on a turntable and you rock it back and forth and it goes, is that makes you a musician? I'm just curious. No judgment, no malice.
That's how it sounded in 1979, but they don't scratch all the time anymore.
There's no malice here.
I can tell.
Educate me. Are DJs musicians?
They are. All right. Yeah, they are musicians.
Well, Veggie2 on the YouTube chat says no, DJs are producers.
Well,
see, I get
of them...
to the heart of it.
So, what constitutes a musician in your mind?
I think you got to play an instrument. You've got to have written an original lyric. Or, you know what, if you got a good voice and you cover songs, that counts too.
I'm not saying all of them, but I do know that some people who like producers in general, a lot of them do play instruments, and then they take those instrumental sounds and record them to be able to reproduce them through a keyboard. Like,
can you say that one more time?
Producers play instruments. They'll record the sounds from those instruments,
mm-hmm.
and then they can access them via their keyboard.
That counts.
Yeah,
seriously, that counts.
But when you're watching them on stage, it looks like they're just hitting a couple buttons, but they actually can play instruments.
Well, that's good to know.
But see,
can they all play instruments?
Probably not all of them. No.
Right.
But can every musician sing? That's what I thought.
Well, what do you mean? Like, have a great voice?
Be the lead vocalist for whatever band they're a part of. No, not all of them can.
Right, but the other ones can play an instrument, right?
No, and I feel like you want to talk about this. You're trying to belittle.
I'm not trying to belittle anybody. I'm trying to
understand. The future generations.
Well, they're belittle themselves, quite frankly. They don't need my help. I'm asking specifically about DJs, and I want to know, like, seriously, what makes a great DJ?
Steiny, you know who would have a great take on this?
Who's that?
Marcy.
She's not here today.
But on Friday,
she had a big weekend at Outside Lands, too.
That would be a great thing to ask her. I think she would have an expert opinion.
Friday at 10:30.
We'll ask her before then. K Bueno is in Oakland. Hey, K Bueno, how you doing?
Doing great. Just on 580 right now, taking my son to my mother-in-law for the day. She's going to babysit him. So
nice.
Listen to you guys, and wanted to get in on this convo about DJs being musicians.
All right.
As somebody who's a DJ himself, me, you know, I don't consider myself to be a musician. And I think, you know, that's a very bold statement to make, to say DJs are musicians. This could be a really long segment. This could be a really long segment to talk about.
Hopefully.
But not all DJs have musicianship. There's so easy to be a DJ nowadays. Some guys can say, I'm a DJ, and they're literally pressing buttons where the gear is doing all the work for them. But then you have a lot of DJs that are well-known big DJs that have musicianship, and they could do things on the turntables Notice I said turntables.
Right.
They're not pressing buttons, but they're actually like scratching records, and they're manipulating beats, and they're juggling beats, and they're scratching and doing tricks. That is a form of musicianship because they're manipulating the music to make it almost turn into a like an instrument.
Sure.
For example, you look at local legends like the Invisible Scratch Pickles, DJ Q-Bird, those guys, Mixmaster Mike, who's the DJ for the Beastie Boys. Those type of guys, those are DJs that can really be considered musicians to a degree because they do so much with a turntable that
gotcha.
Can manipulate the music to be. But now, if you look at a lot of DJs nowadays where, you know, someone gets behind some CD players or a computer and they're pressing buttons and they got the pyrotechnics and they're jumping around making heart shapes with their hands, that is nowhere near a musician.
Hey, bueno. I appreciate it.
Well done. Appreciate
Thank
the call.
You.
So that's a partial win for your boy.
Not, it sounds to me like.
Would you like the definition of a musician?
Sure.
Shut up, Evan. Thank you.
Yeah.
Someone who composes, conducts, or performs music. So I realize that there is a gatekeeping aspect to musicianship that Kay Bueno is speaking about. And I don't believe that all DJs are musicians. But there are some, and this is where, you know, you see a lot of talented ones throughout, I don't know, maybe it's a weekend at shows or, you know, some people are really into it. I do think there you can be a musician as a DJ.
I'm not saying you can't. And I need to, you know what?
No, you were trying to start something.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. We don't have
one.
Do
we have a guest right now?
But you're also listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. This is everything that's wrong with society, and I'll tell you after this read. We are obviously the home of the Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So here's what I'm finding, is that I can't even ask a question anymore. Acknowledging I don't know the answer, but I would like some help. But we can't even do that anymore.
You can stop asking that
because
question.
You think there's some kind of ulterior motive. The reality
there
of the situation
generally is
the reality of the situation is I asked the question whether DJs were musicians or not, and what I found out already is apparently this question is a fair question. They're not musicians. Okay, take it from a musician. This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Attaboy.
Take it from a musician. They are not musicians. Musicians.
Okay.
Musicians train, study, and pay. These guys just use modern technology. They're not musicians.
That seemed to be your sentiment during our pre-show meeting.
Well, okay, you want me to be honest?
Yeah, I walked in, you said, how was that silence? That was good. You know, I saw this person, this person, this person. By the way, I didn't only see DJs, but I mentioned them because they were a couple of the headliners. And you said, that's not music.
I didn't say that's not music. Of course, DJing is music if you're DJing a concert.
No.
Question is,
you texted
are they
me
the
during
artist?
The middle of the weekend and said, does he have lyrics?
Yes.
And I said, no. Because he's a DJ,
and
you said
problem.
That's not music.
You know,
it's okay. It's okay. You can just, hey, we embrace debate here, Steiny. And I look, if some people don't believe that DJs are musicians, that's your truth, and that's fine by me.
I don't have enough expertise to answer that question. That's why I'm seeking it. Expertise.
Well, and I would love if people would call in and let us know how they feel. But there were also other genres of music. Like, for example, yesterday I saw Georgia Smith, who is an extremely talented R&B artist from the UK. She has lyrics. She had a live band. I think that's something you would enjoy because you would consider that music. There were drums. There were congos. There was a saxophone. There was a pianist. There were backup singers. She herself had an incredible voice. That's something you could get down with.
We're finding out a lot here, Evan.
Okay.
415, you can twist the dictionary however you want, but a DJ is not a musician.
I feel like you of all people would appreciate like a definition and not, you know, just throwing it out.
How about this? So let's say you have a song.
Uh-huh.
Or two songs on a turntable. Right?
Sure.
Isn't that how they do it? And then they use their hands to chink.
Well, they'll
like that. Like I'll
that's
actually,
not how every single DJ song sounds.
But I'll be honest, if you're creating a new sound by doing that, I think technically then you might be a musician, even though it's not your sound that you're changing.
Well, you have to have a level of musical talent to hear what songs, beds, lyrics move well together. There's different scratching that's involved at some points, but yeah, like you have to have a good ear. Otherwise, people are not going to like what you're playing. And the people that are playing at a, I don't know, like a headlining act at Outside Lands, I'd like to think that their ear is trained enough to know what thousands of people are going to enjoy listening to.
All right. Let's go to Chauncey. Chauncey's in San Francisco. What's up, Chauncey?
Hey,
how you doing, man?
Hey, y'all. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Sweet. Hey, guys. Love listening to you guys. I grew up in San Francisco in Park Merced near SF State, if you guys are familiar.
Hell yeah.
I'm literally a current music teacher for, like, grades 4 to 12. And so I just wanted to weigh in a little bit. I listen to classical music, and I perform classical music. I also listen to hip-hop and a lot of other different genres, which I think is pretty normal for a lot of musicians. You know, I just don't... that most DJs, like everyone's kind of saying here, you need to know at least a little bit about music to know what kind of ingredients you're tinkering with, so to speak. And at the same time, you know, I think there are a lot of DJs out there that would probably say, technically, I'm not a musician, but all the excuses that we've kind of heard so far today, this morning. I do agree with the notion that I think you should be at least somewhat reasonably well-versed on an instrument or two. Preferably like, you know, piano, guitar, which are kind of instruments that help out with songwriting more. So
right.
That's just kind of my two cents. Yeah.
I appreciate it, Chauncey. Thank you so much. That's from a music teacher.
Thanks
basically
for the call.
Saying DJs are a crock. I'm kidding. Let me tell you who I don't want to get. I don't want to be on the opposite side of DJs.
Why? You're afraid that they're going to take over the world one day?
No, because I'm not an expert on this situation. I'm just getting information on it. And
I
maybe...
do think it's interesting, though, Steiny, if I can. Like, when we discuss music at the cafeteria or whatever, you know, I generally give you the benefit of the doubt about these bands from yesteryear and the ones that you tell me are really talented and great songwriters and guitarists and all the rest. But it doesn't feel like your generation generally gives that... benefit of the doubt to the younger guys. You know, it's also applicable to sports. You know, when we talk about what we haven't seen as a younger generation and why what we're seeing right now is it just can never be as good as what once was.
Well, that's true. It can.
It can. Like, for example, you showed me a video of... was it?
Oh, Greg Nettles.
Greg Nettles. By the way, it's spelled very strange.
Yes, it is.
Greg Nettles today in game six of the World Series?
Game three.
Oh, sorry. Game three. So it wasn't that important.
They were down 2-0.
Game three of the World Series. And he was making some awesome plays. That doesn't mean that he's the greatest defensive third baseman that walked God's green earth because he did it in 1977. And that's your first frame of reference of what a great defensive third baseman looks
Brian
like.
I had Brooks Robinson before him.
Yeah, who's also great.
It was all right.
But... you can't conceive the possibility that someone beyond your first frame of a defensive savant might be better than Greg Nettles.
Yeah, there might be one or two. That's why Nettles is on the Mount Rushmore. I'm just putting him in the top four.
But it took you a long time to get someone like Matt Chapman in the same category as that guy, even though he's,
you know what?
He's been doing it for like a decade.
I got news for you. I'm taking him out now.
Now, why are you doing that?
I am taking him out.
Why? Because he made an error this weekend?
Well, he...
first of all,
hasn't had a great fielding year. He hasn't.
Devers is going to cost him 7 errors a year. He just is. That man is playing Ole at first base every single time there's a ball in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt.
Matt.
Who?
Chapman.
Oh.
Get the ball to Devers in the air, please. He's losing arm strength from deep behind third base.
If Nettles had an arm like Matt Chapman, he might be the greatest third baseman of all time.
Let's go to Robbie. And this has got to be El Sobrante, not El Cabrante.
El Sobrante.
What's up, Robbie? How you doing?
You in the sob?
Hey, how you doing? It's Robin.
Oh, Robin, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I listen to you guys all the time. So I decided to chime in on it, me being a musician over 50 years.
Sweet.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I'm on a lot of records. I play professionally. And my take is modern technology has allowed a lot of people to think that they're musicians, you know. Mm. With all these digital machines, you can steal somebody's four bars, loop it, put a few rhymes on it, and now you're a big-time producer and you're a big musician, but you really haven't paid the dues to be a real musician. Real musicians go to school, they learn how to play an instrument, and they do a thing. I mean, I can appreciate the guys that do what they do because it takes a certain talent to do that. You have to have an ear for that, but I wouldn't classify them as musicians, you know.
Robbie, what instruments do you play?
I started off playing trumpet and French horn in high school, and then I moved to bass guitar. I played with a big R&B band called Maze featuring Frankie Beverly.
Of course.
I got three albums out on my own in the smooth jazz genre. So,
did you play on Look at California?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man. That is the song. That is a great song, my man.
Well, one of our biggest records is Before I Let Go. I know Beyonce just did a recover of that on her CD Before This Country, that country CD she put out.
Right, right.
Heck yeah.
Thanks, Robbie.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, man.
Okay, you guys have a good one.
You Thanks too. You. I'm going with Robbie.
That's awesome. That what?
Look at, why don't you come into that? Look at California, Frankie Beverly and Maze. No, it doesn't sound anything like that. Look at California. What a tune.
So I have a question.
The rolling hills do something for you. Yeah. Thanks, Robbie. You got me in a good mood.
It's a yes for me, Steiny. You're going to Hollywood.
Thank you. I don't know what that means.
Are you done?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, no. If you want to sing, feel free. You should have performed this weekend. And we can get you out there next time.
Well, it sounds like you don't even have to be a musician to be out there at Outside Lands. Anyway, all right.
I don't
DJ's
think
DJ's under the gun here on 95.7 The Game.
I can tell Steiny would have been sitting next to a tree at Outside Lands, just with his arms crossed, a frown on his face, shaking his head for six straight hours.
That's not true. You've never seen me at an all-day concert. Well, then you have no idea.
Then
no,
pull up next time. I dare you.
I don't go to second-tier concerts.
Beck was there. You said that was your guy.
If he's a headliner, you know what I mean. He should be on the undercard, please. I like him.
Well, Carlos Santana wasn't available.
Think about that. You can't get Carlos Santana in San Francisco?
I don't think they have.
Well, he's from here. I mean, he does seven national anthems during Warrior games.
How do we know he lives here all the time?
I know he lives here during the Warrior season. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Outside Land's pretty fun, people. I can tell how fun it was because I work with a lot of 30-year-olds in here, and they were there, and I can tell they were there, if you know what I mean. Been a long weekend for some of the amateurs here at the station. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, the Valkyries. They take on the Connecticut Sun, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pregame starts at 6:30. Brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. And what's coming up next on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Look at California. What a tune.
So I have a question.
The rolling hills do something for you. Yeah.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Thank you to Robin, who called in. Robin Dewey. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I said Robbie. It's Robin. Part of Frankie Beverly and Maze.
You're better than you think.
Who?
You. You always talk about how you don't think you have a great voice, and that's true, but you don't have a bad one.
It's better than Dylan's.
I would agree with you.
He can write a little better than me, though.
Slightly.
Just a hair.
Can I read something?
Risotto, you're getting love on the YouTube chat line.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Aw, thank you.
It also shouldn't be coming through. There's a copyright issue there. Pasta, we need to be better. Can I read something to you?
Yes.
All right, this is from Dr. Nirab Panja. DJs are musicians. Oh. At Steinmetz NBA, I believe your Twitter account, which has been deactivated, and at Evan A. Giddings. The ability to blend together multiple styles of music and respond to a crowd in real time is a form of composition. Technology may help that process, but the DJ still needs a feel for the crowd. I mean, count the bucket. Thanks, Doc.
Hey, Doc. Stick to ACLs.
Oh, he does a lot.
No, it's. I hope the good doctor's doing well. And I hope we don't have to utilize him too much this year.
What do you mean? Frankly. The Niners got like six starters that are hurt.
That's kind of what I mean. When Ponja's ever present on 95.7 The Game, it's usually bad news for our local teams. But thank you, Doc. Appreciate it. Hope you're having a great summer. I'm going to go with Robin, though.
Oh, he's got 50 years in the biz, so I don't want to diminish that. Speaking of, there's a Buddy Guy. You know Buddy Guy?
Of course.
Yeah, fantastic blues artist. I saw that he is playing up in Santa Rosa. I think it's this weekend. You want to make it up there? We can watch some real music, a real musician in your definition?
Ordinarily, I would be very interested in that. I'm going to be going away, though, this weekend, and I'm sure our 95.7 The Game P1s will keep track of how many days I'm off then next week.
Dude, there's like a burner account in the YouTube chat called Steiny and Guru's Vacation Tracker.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, Guru will be back tomorrow.
Yes, he will.
Guru will be back tomorrow. And hey, if I told you, I'm really glad he's not back today.
Wait, I thought you said earlier you wanted him to be back so you could talk about... There's a subject we were going to broach. I don't know if you want to do it now or later.
Which one? Okay.
Nepotism.
Oh, yeah, I can push that back.
Okay.
Let me tell you why I'm glad he's not here. Because it's one less day I'd have to hear the math works regarding the San Francisco Giants.
Well,
he would come in today and be like, we're out. They're four out.
That's what you came in today saying.
No, I came in saying the truth. They're in ninth place in the National League. Giants lose 2 out of 3 to the Nationals. And now the Padres come into town, and now it's the time to make hay.
You do know in baseball that there's not conferences. Like, playoff seating is not determined by...
They're leagues. American League and National League.
Yeah, but playoffs...
They're very similar to the Western Conference and Eastern Conference in the NBA.
Would you let me
and
finish?
Exactly similar to the NFC and the AFC, but go ahead.
It's actually quite dissimilar from the AFC and the NFC and the East and the West in basketball, because there's no conference seating that determines the playoffs. You win the division, or you finish in the next three. In the NFL, if you win your division, well, actually, I think this is working for you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it
is. Damn it.
Here's all you need to know about yesterday's Giants game. They lost 8-0. They did manage 3 hits. So they were putting the ball in play 3 times.
That many.
Bob Melvin, not happy.
I mean, we got 40,000 people here. We don't give them anything to root for the entire game other than that. So unfortunately, that probably is as disappointing a game we've had all year. Back to JV, strikes out the side in the first and has that moment. That was great. But, you know, he's got a lot of accomplishments, a lot of stripes.
Does somebody need to get Bob a tissue?
I was going
to
say he was pulling a guru.
He's about to get emotional.
He had just made a great point.
Oh, that kind of sniff. No, but okay. Like that's
Zucci,
how you know he's
Zucci wants to go to that concert with you.
Oh, pull up Zucci. Let's ride. That's how you know things are getting bad. He was asked about Justin Verlander's 3,500 strikeout, and that was his answer. You want to play it one more time? The question was, "Hey, Bob, you know, how'd you feel about Justin Verlander accomplishing something that only 9 other pitchers in the history of baseball have been able to accomplish? What do you think?"
I mean, we got 40,000 people here. We don't give them anything to root for the entire game other than that. So, unfortunately, that probably is as disappointing a game we've had all year. Back to JV, strikes out the side in the first and has that moment. That was great. But, you know, he's got a lot of accomplishments, a lot of stripes.
That game broke Bob Melvin, I think. And it's taken a while to get here. And we've had many lowest points for the Giants throughout this season, in which they're still somehow only 4 back out of the wild card. I do think that that game broke him, because it was the conclusion. The Nationals might be the worst. I know that they're not the record-wise worst team in baseball, but I think over the last 40 games or close to, they have been worse than the Colorado Rockies. For them to come into your building and beat you handedly 2 times out of 3, the last of which being a shutout, utterly dominating performance, that's a hell of a slice of humble pie for a manager.
Here's the one thing that Guru always brings this up, and it's going to be my last day to take shots at him when he's not here. But
when you do it to his face,
can we? Because I try not to talk behind people's backs. This so-called third wild card, let me ask you something, Giants fans. Is it really creating excitement for you? Is it really creating excitement for you that you're 4 back of the wild card? Hey, that's why baseball added another wild card. Keep more teams involved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, we feel things, The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get more fan bases excited. Well, you're 59-59 and you're right there. So where's the excitement? Or is it out there and I'm not paying attention to it?
Well, it's hard to get excited when you get three hit by one of the worst teams in baseball.
Well, take into account...
Just like you heard from Bob, you know, they didn't give the 40,000 people there anything to get excited about.
By the way, when he said JV, I thought he was saying we're back to playing JV ball,
no,
basically. That's what
no.
I swear to God, that's what I thought he said.
I mean, we got 40,000 people here. We don't give them anything to root for the entire game other than that. So, unfortunately, that probably is as disappointing a game we've had all year. Back to
back
JV.
To JV
strikes
baseball.
Out the side in the first and has that moment.
Back to
that
JV
was great,
baseball.
Did you shut up?
You know, he's got a lot of accomplishments, a lot of stripes.
I thought for a sec he said he's got a lot of strikes. It's like, yeah, to strike out 3,500 people. I think he's only, he's pretty close to catching Walter Johnson too, right, for number nine pasta?
Yeah, I think he's maybe about six or seven away.
Yeah.
He's still 37 wins away from 300.
Yeah, that's
not, he's not getting there.
No, he's not.
He's also pretty far away from his second win.
What is he now, 1-9?
Yeah. Something like that.
All right.
And he got treated like a pinata yesterday. That was tough.
He just couldn't get out of
watch.
The inning. He was close.
He gave up 11 hits in four innings.
Not a lot of hard contact.
There was a lot of hard
was
contact.
There? I was listening on the radio. I couldn't hear the crack of the bat like that. Looked like some flares.
Sounded like a musician. Just the way he's getting cracked around the field. Yeah, it's... But I hate to be that guy, Steiny.
I know you say it.
The math is there. Like, why should I believe in the Giants? I can't give you a reason other than they have not been mathematically eliminated. And that is where I would say the third wild card to answer your question of whether it's creating buzz or excitement, the answer is no, but it's almost making the end of this season more torturous because they have seven against the Padres coming up beginning tonight at Oracle, and there's that carrot continually being dangled in front of insert animal that's never going to actually catch the carrot. But that carrot is the third wild card. And the Mets are free falling. So maybe Steiny, you know what? All you have to do is win one game a series and the Mets are going to give it to you.
Well, then what about the Reds?
Well, okay. I said this last week and you laughed at me. That they're a playoff team. And you know what? In a couple weeks, they might be.
They might be.
They're 1.5 back. They just beat the Pirates in 2 out of 3, which the Giants couldn't do.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
You know the Giants have series losses, Steiny?
Yeah, hold on. Can I guess?
Sure.
Okay, you're right. Because I know what you're going for here. The White Sox.
Count the bucket.
The Pirates.
Ding.
The Nationals. See, I wouldn't put the Marlins in there, but they got swept by the Marlins when the Marlins weren't great. Let's put the... Who else stinks? They have not lost the season series to the Rockies, I don't believe. Okay. I think they lost 2 or 3 to the D-backs.
Yeah, but the Diamondbacks are division series. But my, that's my point, though. They have multiple series losses and or sweeps to some of the worst teams in baseball. That's who they are. Now, they also have a couple of series victories against some really good teams, and they have beaten some good squads. But that's why they're 59-59. Because they can't consistently do either well. That's why Bob Melvin's frustrated. That's why he's fed up. Like, seriously, I mean, we're kind of joking about it, but I am being honest. When I hear him talking about getting shut out 8-0 to the Washington Nationals, it sounded like that game finally broke him. And they're going to still have to play, you know, umpteen more games to finish out the season. They got until the end of September. But what gives fans hope that that end of the year is going to result in anything except what we've been seeing, which is them kind of just hanging around and kind of winning some games and most of the time giving us a sobering reality that this was not a team worth investing in at the deadline.
I think you're right on that, but I will say this. Okay, so they got the pot, and I haven't looked at how the pitchers, the matchups, but clearly they're going to have Webb and Ray going in the next 3 days. Right, Webb's pitching tonight, so obviously Ray will pitch probably tomorrow or Wednesday. And anytime those two guys pitch, you got a chance to win 2 out of 3. But if you, I said this, don't look now, but Devers, Adames, and Chapman are struggling a little bit. And if they, I mean, you can't, you're just treading water with those three guys right now. They're just not playing well, and they need too much to happen.
I mean, it looked like things were trending in their direction after you just obliterate them on Friday.
Can we not do that, though, seriously?
No, but what I was about to say was, then you send a rookie to the start to the hill on Saturday, and he gets blasted. You're only as good as your next day's starting pitcher, and the Giants only have a couple of good ones, at least that I trust.
Well, that's why I don't think they have a run in them. Like, what do you think? Pick a number of games.
Devers got hot, by the
starting,
way.
He hit a homer. That's all he did.
2.
This weekend?
Yep. I think he hit a solo shot on Saturday, did he not, Steven?
Yeah, it was a Titanic blow.
Yeah, no, he also went big fly in the first inning on Friday.
He hit homers Friday and Saturday?
I know it sounds crazy with the way the series ended, but yes, Devers did go deep twice, and my bet towards Guru of him hitting 15 home runs the rest of the way is looking pretty nice.
Yeah, I guess he did. I missed that.
Oh, he got hot this weekend.
Yeah, he went 3.
Steiny, entering...
Went 3 for 9.
Entering yesterday, over his previous 8 games ahead of yesterday, he was hitting .321. Double, 3 homers, 7 RBIs, 6 runs scored, and 8 walks.
What about the 3 games before that?
We don't count those.
See,
he's hot.
Listen, I got news for you, Risotto. Don't do me. That's what I do. I can pick out just how far you go back to call him hot or not.
How about since the All-Star break?
Okay, what is he?
4 doubles, 5 homers, 12 runs scored, 12 RBIs, 13 walks, .915 OPS. That's 20 games.
That's not bad. You know, and he's actually got, according to StatCast, a positive fielding value.
Well, and then, so...
I'm just being honest
here. Stop blaming him at first.
It's more about his range than his ability. Picking is not a stat that's valued by the higher ups. He's no vacuum. Yeah, however,
Devers is usually the guy that I'm on top of.
Sorry, I interrupted. You were going to get to something about their starting pitching and why you don't think they have a run in them.
They don't because, well, I shouldn't say they don't, but they have 2 starting pitchers who you can lean on and then 2 or 3 starting pitchers who right now it's a crapshoot. And you can't, I don't think this team can win 9 of 11, which I think they're going to have to do. I don't think they can win 9 of 11 in any, any stretch, because they don't have enough good pitchers and their hitting isn't nearly consistent enough. So that's why I'm not bullish on the Giants right now. By the way, you know what? Let's give Devers credit. He's been walking. He's been walking a lot.
Also been running.
Has he?
But the same reason why they were able to win Friday, to me, Steiny, is why they were behind the eight ball on Saturday. So, right, they're in New York, okay? Kaiwei Tang gets his first major league start, just gets blasted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody here and across the greater Bay Area is like, why the hell is Kaiwei Tang pitching for the San Francisco Giants? I don't want to see him again. I don't want to see him ever. Yeah, then he throws five shutout the next time he's out there against the Nationals. So that's the inconsistency, right, that you typically get from players who are playing above their water. He's a Sacramento River Cat. Meanwhile, Wisenhunt, who pitches well at Citi Field, five innings, one run, gets his first major league win, then has to come back 5 days later and play, ostensibly, a worse team in Washington. And what happens? It gets ambushed. First batter, opposite fly, gone. Big ball, James Wood. And then he kind of just doesn't have good stuff that day. Like, they have too many players right now, especially in their starting rotation until Landon Roop gets back, that you don't really know what you're going to get. And I realize Kaiwei Tang didn't technically start against Washington, but he pitched five shutout innings. So for the same reason that you got Friday is probably the same reason why you lost Saturday. Because you got a bunch of young dudes, and you never know what they're going to do.
So let me guess, Risotto, you started your Devers stat claim with the 3-for-4 game against the Mets when they won 12-4?
I did. I'm also going based off what the Giants media notes said before yesterday's game.
Okay, thanks.
Which I do recognize is largely favorable towards the Giants.
No. They're non-biased.
Because I got him, I got him 4-for-19 in his last six games, 4-for-19. That'll project to just over 200.
But does he get on base?
Sure, and that's what you got Devers for. You got him to set the table for guys like Chapman and Adamas and Patrick Bailey, and he's getting the job done.
But two of those
wait till he starts stealing.
Two of those hits that he has have left the yard.
Oh yeah, no, he's got.
You paid him to hit some big flies. Which he's going to have to do tonight against San Diego if they're going to try and win a series. Again, the season ain't over, Steiny. Math is there.
Now, listen, I'll talk about this realistically. I know the season's not over. It's not. But please, I implore you to remember last year when we thought they were kind of in it the whole, they weren't in it.
You know what they were this time last year?
They've been the same team for 5 years.
Technically, no. They were better.
What were they?
They were two games above 500 at this point last year. And that team, I think, was worse than this year's team. It's pretty crazy to think about. Last year, it felt like they were under 500 for 85% of the season. And this year, they've actually been, they have been above 500 for the majority of the year. Because they built the big cushion early.
It depends how you do the math.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, and I'll tell you why. They haven't been 500 for most of the year. This is the way I look at it. They started 12-4. Okay. So after the second week of the season, after 16 games, they've not been a 500 team.
See, that's not.
They've been eight games under 500.
That's not how it works, though.
So the way I look at it is, for most of the year, they actually haven't been a 500 team. You take out one stretch, one anomaly, which was the 12-16 to start the year, and that team's eight under. You see how I look at things.
No, how you look at things is this, because if Guru was saying that to you right now, you would retort with, Guru, what's the record? Guru, what's the record?
But I'm on the other side of it. No.
59-59.
I wouldn't do that.
Journalist with words.
I wouldn't.
That's exactly what you would do. They're a 500 team. That's what they are. That means they could beat anybody, and that means, as we saw this weekend, they could lose to anybody.
It's the same team it's been. 500. 500 team.
No, they were better last year at this point.
Well, that you know why. You know who's coming
what
around.
What do you think's wrong with them, Steiny?
The Giants?
Sure.
They're,
I know you got a long list.
We've overvalued their star players, and we didn't factor in how far away their young players still are, even though we all have hope for them. And it happens all the time. We think young players are better than they are. Like, we all like Ramos. Oh, he's our all-star. Okay, that's great. He's an all-star. He's a little above average, right?
Well, you got to prove it year in and year out.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And like one all-star year doesn't mean that this guy's going to, this is who he is for his entire career. But.
However, I would say some of their other younger players, unfortunately, are starting to reveal who they are. Like, I think
Ramos is hanging in there as well as any of their young players, obviously.
I'm a lot higher on Ramos compared to the rest of these guys. Ramos has got a future.
No, Ramos is the most proven of their young players, and I don't think he's a major league player.
He's Ramos. A major league hitter. And if we can work on the other stuff, then we can get him to be a serviceable starter. You know, I don't know about Patrick Bailey. I think that guy's a backup catcher at this point. But the Giants need him to start every game, or the majority of games, because they don't have a backup that's any good.
Like, if you thought, let me ask you this. If you're a Giants fan and you thought they were a wild card team, either before the season, early in the season, or particularly after they got Devers, like, how do you view this team right now? Do you just say, well, they're underachieving, we're better than they are, we're better than our record indicates, or do you just think that they've kind of been exposed over the first 120 games over time? And they're not a playoff team.
Dude, they traded their closer at the trade deadline. Do you think that they think they're a playoff team?
I think they tried to keep that door open, at least on the surface. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.